Blog Talk Radio.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat
strong, Shabbat shalom,
Shabbat shalom,
Shabbat shalom,
Shabbat
b'mezmor Dawi d'tnahule b'sma'ab o'el w'men feskdu sahadu amla kame kiber l'kralu kiber l'kiltu kiber l'hayru kiber l'kadamawi hayru ilah. I judge your way on with I judge your way on with hey. Then Bethel Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah. Such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the ten strings, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah. The brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his store. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought is the purpose and a plan. Hey, aha. Then Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, then Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, then Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, oh well.
Shabbat Shalom, oh, 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 a song.
man besides the im negede Yehuda Machaber. Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah!
Shalom Lachem, Shalom Rastafari, here, here, here.
Shalom Aleichem.
Rastafari.
Abba Gada.
Awa Zacha.
Taya Kaya Manasai Patada.
Warasha.
Ha. Ha.
Some of the items, though, there's a Sabbath song known as Shalom Aleichem. We, on the air and in the IRIT, often play and broadcast the David Solid Gold, kind of a Rastafari, you could say Messianic Jewish brother who has done some very interesting and very good, in my opinion, those of us who have, you know, who can receive it, they call it a Rastafari Jewish, you know, or Rastafari Hebrew songs. In other words, him seeing in his own reception Rastafari in that fullness of the Judaic revelation, you know, of the line of the tribe of Judah, Nine Rastafari. So we often play the Shalom Aleichem, right? The Shalom Aleichem, actually, in the Hebrew. Aleichem is more like the Arabic, but Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem. Right, Shalom, peace, Alay means upon, like Aliyah, to go up, the idea of up, over, upon, Shalom, Alay, Kem. Kem is the Hebrew, I guess you could call it suffix, that would, pronoun suffix that would express you all. So in saying Shalom, peace, Alay, upon, above, Kem, peace be upon you. So Shalom Aleichem is peace be upon you. Now, the Shalom Aleichem, a traditional song that's sung by Jews, Yehudi, right, black and brown, every Friday night. So every Friday night upon the return home from shul, from synagogue, from the Knesset, or the Kalal, right, or excuse me, the Kahal, Slika, Slichuna, forgive I, looking at the various ways in the Hebrew, when we talk about what is a synagogue. Synagogue is really from the Greek. It literally means the gathering. So when you hear one say synagogue, to overstand it in the true, it means the gathering. So the synagoga, seen means together, and gaga in the Greek, the koina, means to gather. So from the gathering together. So the Shalom Aleichem, peace be upon you, is a traditional song that is sung by Yehudi, Jews, and Judahites every Friday night upon returning home from the gathering prayer or from the synagogue prayer. It signals the arrival of the Judaic or the Hebraic Shabbat, the arrival of the Jewish Sabbath, as it's called, welcoming the angels, welcoming and the welcoming of the angels who are said to accompany a person home on the eve of the Sabbath. And the eve of the Sabbath is Friday. That's why we say, thank Jah Rastafari, it is Friday. Why? We thank Jah Rastafari for the Friday because it's the beginning of the Shabbat and because it is the sabbatical, right, the sabbatical eve, the eve of the Shabbat. So in our sharing the David Gold or Gould, David Solid Gold song, Shalom Aleichem, even previously we would take, you know, a little bit of time to kind of explain a little bit more. We went to the Wikipedia page and, you know, the free encyclopedia giving a little more reference. And in the time being, we have been able to study up a little bit more and bring this word forward to the eye, you know, to give thanks and praise, but give thanks with overstanding so that when ones and ones hear it, there can be at least a context to, well, what is the Shalom Aleichem? What is it? And what is it all about? So this is called a liturgy, a poem of the liturgy, or poem in the Kaddish, what is called the Kaddish, Kadesha, to be holy, we say Kadase in the Ethiopic, the Kaddish, or the Isla. So this is an Isla poem that was said to have been written by certain Kabbalists of Safed, in the late 16th or the early 17th century. So the Shalom Aleichem liturgy poem and tune is traced to the late 16th, roughly, or early, between the 16th and the early 17th century. So what we're looking at is roughly the late 1500s and the early 1600s, just to put that into context there. And there's even more study on why some object to this. Some, there's a small minority of rabbis who actually object to this, while others, and then they make it all about the angels. There's some angels. Anyway, according to the homiletical or the homiletic teaching, according to the homiletic teaching in the like the Haggadah or the Haggadah teachings, some would say some of the more fanciful teachings. I'm not saying this is fanciful, that there's no truth to it, but what is the homily? Getting into that, you know, a little bit. But that's found in the Talmud, right, and the teaching, that there are two angels. It is said that there are two angels that accompany people on their way home from the synagogue. It was taught that there were two angels, who would accompany ones and ones on their home from the Friday night gathering, from the synagogue gathering on Friday night. A good angel and a bad angel, or a good angel and an evil angel. Now, if the house, if the person's house, this was said that if a person's house had been prepared for the Shabbat, then the good angel would utter a baraka, would utter a barakat, would utter a blessing that the next Shabbat will be the same. And the evil angel, the evil messenger, was then forced to respond, Amen. But if the home is not prepared for Shabbat, for the Sabbath, the evil angel expresses the wish that the next Shabbat, the next Sabbath, will be the same. In other words, unprepared for the Sabbath. And the good angel then was forced to respond, Amen. This is interesting. Now, because of that, you know, this custom of singing the Shalom Aleichem on a Friday night before the Kiddush is now nearly universal. And the Kiddush is the lighting of the candles and the preparation of the table and that which is part of the Kiddush that takes place in the home, and also the role of the imabe and the daughter or the mother of the house. Now, despite the fact that certain of the rabbinical, the latter day, mostly the white, the European Jewish Khazarians, they have expressed misgivings. So some of the Khazarians have expressed misgivings concerning this particular liturgical poem or the Shalom Aleichem, right? But we receive this, and in some of our further studies, when we look at the actual content, in other words, what does the Shalom Aleichem say, right, in the Hebrew? And hopefully we'll be able to follow up a little bit more on that as well. But a couple of first words on the Shalom Aleichem liturgy and the song that is recited in the liturgy. And let's go over this right here, and then hopefully we will be able to share this, whether before or after the playing of the audio, so that one can get it here. Now, this is more Sephardic. And when we say Sephardic, we're speaking of the Spanish black and brown Jews. Let's note that right there. The original Spanish black and brown Jews. And this is getting into, you know, a lot of history. Our story is involved in this, as well as the once lost, now found black and brown Jews. So when we saw what the poem is about, and going through the translation of the song that begins off with Shalom Aleichem, Malake La Sharet, Malake Elyon, Mi melek malke ha melakim ha kadosh baruchu. That's the first verse right there. The words of the Shalom Aleichem, according to the Sephardi, since it is attributed to certain Kabbalists, some of the Kabbalists of Safed in the late 16th or early 17th century. So when we say the 17th century, that's the 1600s. When we say the 16th century, right, that is the 1500s. Like saying, we say it's the 21st century, right? But actually, it's the 2000s, or it's 2000, when it was the 19th century, right? You know, we say last century was the 20th century, now it's the 1900s, right? And the 19th century was the 1800s. So that one can understand what period of time we're speaking about. And who, no doubt, composed, what was the theology of those who composed the Shalom Aleichem? Let's listen to the first words. Peace upon you. It says peace upon you. Peace be upon you, ministering angels, messengers of the Most High, of the Supreme King of Kings, the Holy One, blessed be he,
Shalom Aleichem, Malake Ha Sharet Malake Elyon, Mi Malek Malake Ha Melakim Ha Kadosh Baruchu. And we saw this mention of the King of Kings. I said, that is interesting. The mention of the King of Kings. The King of Kings. And this is one reason why I and I, Rastafari, the once lost, now found, we chant this liturgical or liturgy poem, this Shalom Aleichem. And further, it goes on to say, Bo Akem la Shalom Malake ha Shalom Malake Elyon. Mimalek Malke ha Melakim ha Kadosh Baruchu. Come in peace, messengers of peace, of Shalom, messengers of Elyon, of the Most High, of the Supreme King of Kings, the Holy One. Blessed be He. Barchuni le Shalom, Malake ha Shalom, Malake Elyon. Mimalek Malke ha Melakim ha Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bless me, bless I and I with peace. Messengers of Shalom, messengers of Elyon, the Most High, of the Supreme King of Kings, the Holy One. Baruch Hu, blessed be He. Last line. Sa'atikem le Shalom Malake ha Shalom Malake Elyon. Nimalek Malke ha Melakim ha Kadosh Baruch Hu. May your departure be in Shalom, messengers of Shalom, messengers of Elyon, of the Most High, of the Supreme King of Kings, the Holy One. Blessed be He who be who He be. Awo, amen and amen. Shalom aleichem. Malake ha sharet, Malake Elyon. Mi Malek, Malke ha Melaki, ha Kadosh, Baruch Hu. Peace be upon you, ministering angels, messengers of the Most High, of the Supreme King of Kings. Kadamawi. Haile Selassie, Ha Kadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, 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 be He.
Lord, open thou my lips, my lips, my lips, my lips.
Adonai Shefatai Tiftah, 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 Tiftah.
And my mouth shall show forth thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise.
Ufi Yagit Tehillatecha, 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 Tehillatecha.
For thou desirest not sacrifice, not sacrifice, not sacrifice, not sacrifice, not sacrifice, not sacrifice. Not sacrifice, not sacrifice. Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Israel, 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 Israel.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord. Lord.
Adonai Echad, 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 Adonai Echad.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might, might, might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates, my 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 gates. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and behold unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. Thank you.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God. Exalted God to the south, bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarch, and who in love brings the Redeemer to the children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet words of the assembly of the holy seraphim, who twice repeat, "Holy unto you," as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, "The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord." You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return our Father to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires penitence. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praying. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the year. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the year. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of his people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, with life, righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor, for you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and take heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offering and prayer, and may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolent. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of life and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away, that your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in his heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say Amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our fathers, that the Beth Hamikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. Amen.
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd, 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 one shepherd.
What is true?
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. Evermore.
Well, each and every day, I gotta keep on moving. So, Jah, give me oil in my lamp, keep it burning. Jah, give me look oil in my lamp, keep it burning. Jah, give me look oil in my lamp, keep it burning. Jah, give me look oil in my lamp, keep it burning. Jah, give me look oil in my lamp, keep it burning. It's the Jah and only Jah who I man is praying. So all conscious people, I hope you are listening. Not just listening with your ears, but with your mind meditating. And vibing to the words that Pato Bantan is preaching. A foolish man will tell your culture lyrics is boring. I will leave the punk with pieces when I ask him, we are dealing. Like salt in a water, his brain will be dissolving. Smoke will come out of him ears like an old rundown engine. Like a man struck by lightning, he'll wonder, what hit him? I'll cramp and paralyze him. And then I will leave him. In no matter if him yellow, black, white, brown, pink, or green skin. Whoever fight against Jah surely deserves a beating. So give me liquor and I'm a lamp, keep it burning. Jah, give me liquor and I'm a lamp, keep it burning. Just give me liquor and I'm a lamp, keep it burning. Just give me liquor and I'm a lamp, keep it burning. Well, the devil is a crook, don't be his next victim. He'll break into your brain and check what you're thinking. If you're dreaming of gold, then gold you'll be wearing. If you're wishing for money, then money you'll be spending. If you're hoping for fun, then fun you'll be having. But remember, all good things must come to an ending. Adam and Eve in their garden, it came to a sinning. Love between Cain and Abel, it came to a killing. Many good times I've had to come to an ending. But let me carry on with what I was saying. Every time that you sin, the devil is laughing. Every wrong move you make brings you nearer towards him. You've got your chance while you are still living to choose a life of goodness or a life full of sinning. So when Satan says, come to the fiery dungeon, it's only a wicked man's soul that boy will be taking. Just give me look and I'm a lamp, keep it burning. Jah, give me look and I'm a lamp, keep it burning. Just give me look and I'm a lamp, keep it burning. Just give me look and I'm a lamp,
lamp, keep it burning. Now all careless children, I hope you are listening. Not just listening with your ears, but with your mind concentrating. Me well serious, I hope you don't think I'm joking. If you listen, truth and right, and a study, diverse action. Give thanks and praise in the night, also first thing a morning. Try to squeeze in proper chapter of your Bible every evening. Watch what you do, also mind what you're saying. Every day, every hour, every minute, every second, Jah is watching. That's why me say, do good and good will follow you, yeah. Just give me little oil in my lamp, keep it burning. Just give me little oil in my lamp, keep it burning. Just give me little oil in my lamp, keep it burning. Just give me little oil in my lamp, keep it burning. I'm burning, I'm burning, I'm burning.
Yes, 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 Pato Bantan right there with oil in my lamp. Keep it burning. One of the themes here in the Tabernacle, Torah reading and feedings here with the 22nd here for Shabbat, Vayachel, or some will say Vayachel, Vayachel, Vayachel. And he gathered, assembled in the context of the Hebrew meaning, and he churched, as we have the church in the wilderness. St. Stephen mentions that in Acts of the Apostles. Also a reminder right here, what the Babylonians with their times and seasons. We have the daylight savings time. So we're in the world, of course, not of the world, of course, but still, you know, have to, you know, be mindful of this, you know, once and once coming up, I think at 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, it will change to not 2 a.m. to 3 a.m., something of that order right there. But often when this happens, sometimes, you know, with, you know, how we podcast, there might be a delay, but definitely in the new light, check in, or stay tuned. But here, we have today's daily psalm. Let's ride up. We have Psalm 96.
Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. His truth. His truth, his truth, his truth, his truth, His truth. 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 His truth.
Kadamawi. Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
blessed, give thanks and praise my brethren to Jah world creator. Oh yes, Dada. Give thanks and praise. Not you give thanks and praise. Give thanks and praise. My brethren, give thanks and praise. Oh yeah. Give thanks and praise. Not you give thanks and praise. Give thanks and praise. My brethren, give thanks.
Rastafari calling him Jala. Rastafari calling him Jala. Rastafari calling him Jala. אמא שלי אומרת מלך המלכים מטיל הרשעים.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Let the message shut up. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Yes, let's ride up.
Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. His truth.
Hear a midrash on today's psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, Melchizedek. Today's psalm, Mizmor Tzadai, Wow. Mizmor Tzadai Vav, Mizmor Tzadai, Wow. Psalm 96. Hear. Opening verse, the Aleph, and the first part of the Beit verse that reads, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Shiru la Yahuwah, Shir Chadash. Shiru la Yahuwah, Kol Haaret. Shiru la Yahuwah, Barku Shemo. Here, here, here. Opening two verses. The Aleph, the first verse, and the first part of the Beit, the second verse. Sing to he who be who he be. Shiru la Yahuwah, a new song. Shir Chadash. Shir song. Chadash. New. Sing to he who be who he be. Shiru la Yahuwah, all the earth. Kol ha'aret. 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 Sing to he who be who he be. Shiru la Yahuwah. La Yahuwah. La Yahuwah. Praise name. Barku Shemo. Bless his name. Barku Shemo. Shiru la Yahuwah Shir Chadash. Shiru la Yahuwah Kol Haaret. Shiru la Yahuwah Barku Shemo. Rav Abahu taught the three times that the word sing, the three times that the word sing is used in this Mizmor, in this psalm, in Mizmor Tzadai Wawwe, Tzadai Waw, Mizmor Tzadai Vav, Psalm 96, the three times that the word sing, Shiru, sing y'all, Shiru is used in this psalm, correspond to the three prayers during which the children of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, sing praises, Isis, every day to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be
blessed
He.
Blessed,
thus,
blessed,
thus, sing,
blessed,
thus, sing,
blessed,
Shiru,
blessed,
Shiru,
blessed,
Shiru, La Yahuwah, Shir Chadash. Sing to he who be who he be, Yahuwah, to Jehovah. A new song corresponds to the morning prayer, Shacharit, Tefillah, the morning prayer, during that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites sing praises, Isis, to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, because He renews daily the walk, the work of creation, the work of iration,
the work of iration,
the work
sing,
of iration, the work sing, of Shiru, and sing to Jehovah all the earth. Shiru la Yahuwah, Kol Haaret,
Kol Haaret,
Kol Haaret, Kol Haaret, corresponds to the afternoon prayer, because during the day, all the inhabitants of the earth enjoy the sun and its beams, and sing, Shiru, sing y'all, and sing to Jehovah, praise his name, bless his name. Shiru la Yahuwah, Barku Shemo, corresponds to the evening prayer, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Holy One, blessed be He, is praised, is blessed, because He brings on the evening,
the evening
twilight,
evening,
twilight,
evening,
twilight,
evening,
twilight. Ki Gadol Yahuwah Umahulala Me'od, for Jehovah, He who be who He be, is great, and greatly to be praised. Ki Gadol Yahuwah Umahulal Me'od. Hear the Dalet, the fourth verse of today's psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Waw, Mizmor Tzadai Vav, Psalm 96, verse 4. For Jehovah is great, Ki Gadol Yahuwah, and greatly to be praised, Ua Mehulal Meod. He rolls forth light out of darkness, and darkness out of light. And here, the Midrash, the Dirsan, the Midrash note here, rather, quote, he rolls light away at the advance of darkness, and darkness at the advance of light. Here, Midrash note, he rolls light away at the advance of darkness, and darkness at the advance of light. Who is the one that does this? Who? HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Set Apart, the Sanctified, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. Whereas, here, in the Hey verse, the fifth verse of today's psalm, it reads, all the gods of the nations are things of naught. All the gods of the nations are Elim, Elim, all the gods of the nations are fangs of naught, the things of nothingness. Ki, call Elohe Ha'amim, Elim. Why? Lamaze. Why are they called Elilim? Elilim, Elilim. Why are they called Elilim? Rav Jose said, because they bring woe. They bring woe, alelai, 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 to those who serve them. Why are they called gilulim, gilulim? Why are they called gilulim?
Why are they called gilulim? Why are they called gilulim? Why are they
called... Here, Midrash note on gilulim, gilulim. Here, the Midrash note, literally, gilulim, the gilulim is rolled blocks. Rolled blocks are gilulim, because like rolls of dung, like rolls of gilalim, gilalim, gilalim of dung, of shite, of dung, gilalim, they are unclean. Why? Lamaze. Why are they called pisalim, pisalim, pisalim? Here, here, here. Midrash no pisalim, pisalim. What is pisalim? Here, the literal meaning of pisalim is carved images, carved images, pisalim, because they are hacked out. Pisulim, pisulim, they are mere botches. Nifsalim, nifsalim, they are mere botches. Why? Lamaze, is any god of heathen nations, goyim, called Toeba, Toeba. Here, here, Midrash note on Toeba, 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 abomination, Toeba, abomination, because on account of it, a man goes astray. Toe ba, toe ba. They are called toe ba, abomination, because on account of it, a man goes astray. A man toe ba. Why? Lamaze, are the gods, Elohim of heathen nations, goyim, the Gentiles, international community, why are they called Atzabim, Atzabim? Why are they called Atzabim, Itzabim? Why are they called Itzabim? Here, here, Midrash note, Atzabim or Itzabim, Itzabim, images, images, because on their account, their worshippers are brought to grief, are brought to grief, are brought to Mitatzbim, Mitatzbim. They are brought to Mitatzbim, brought to grief, brought to grief, brought to grief. Here, here, today's psalm, Mizmor Tzadai, wow, Psalm 96, here's a hey verse that reads, but the Lord made the heavens, the heavens, the heavens. Wayahuwah Shemaim Asah, but Jehovah made the heavens. Wayahuwah Shemaim Asah, Asah, Asah. Honor and majesty are before him. Here, here, today's psalm, connecting the hey and the wow, the vav verse, the fifth and the sixth verse, where it reads, honor and majesty are before him. Hod v'hadar lefanayo. Honor, hod, and majesty v'hadar are before him. Le fanayo.
Le fanayo. Le fanayo.
Hod we hadar le fanav. Hod we hadar le fanayo. That is to say, the ministering angels are before him. Therefore, here, here, here in today's psalm, in the eighth verse, it reads, ascribe to Jehovah, to he who be, who he be, ye, your kindreds of the peoples, ascribe to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, Jehovah, glory and strength, glory, glory and strength. Habu, 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 la Yahuwah kobod shemo. Ascribe, habu la Yahuwah kobod shemo. Ascribe, or Hebraically speaking, right here, 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 give, habu, habu la Yahuwah kobod shemo. Ascribe to Jah. Jehovah, Jehovah, ascribe to Jehovah glory and strength. Here, 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 taking it from the seventh verse right here, the second part, the seventh verse. Habu la Yahuwah, Misha Pechota Amin. Ascribe to Jehovah, ye kindreds of the peoples. Habu, give. Habu la Yahuwah, Habu, give to he who be who he be, mishpachot, mishpachot, families, families, kindreds, mishpacha, mishpacha, here in the plural sense, mishpachot amin, amin, of the peoples, habu layahuwah, ascribe to Jehovah, kabod, wa oz, ascribe to he who be who he be, kabod, glory, wa and oz, and strength, and strength, strength, strength. In the zamana labo, in the time to come, for where it reads, bring, bring an offering, and come into his courts. Here, 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 in today's psalm, Mizmor Tzadai, wow, where it reads, bring, bring an offering, and come into his courts. Su'u mincha u'bo'u le'hatzarotayo. Bring, su'u, lift up, lift up, bring, su'u, su'u, bring y'all. Su'u, to nasa, nasa, to lift up, hear the command. Su'u mincha, su'u a mincha, su'u a mincha. Bring a mincha, mincha. Bring a meal offering, su'u a mincha, u'u a bo'u, and come y'all. Ooh, and bo'u, bo'u, come y'all, le'chatarotayo, into his court, le'chatarotav, le'chatarotayo, and come into his courts. Su'a mincha, ooh, bo'u'a le'chatarotayo. This here, here, here refers to the occasion spoken of in the verse. Even the verse from Psalm 68, Hebraically the 30th verse, that reads, because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents to thee. Because of thy temple at Yerushalayim, at Jerusalem, Yerusalem, shall kings bring presents to thee, to the eye, to the eye, to the eye. Mehe halecha ala Yerushalayim lecha yovilua. Out of thy temple at Jerusalem, may he kaleka al Yerushalayim, whither where kings shall bring presents to thee, leka yobilu melakim shai, whither where kings shall bring presents to the eye, may he kaleka al Yerushalayim, leka yobilu melakim shai. And here, here, the point of reference on Mizmor Samechet, Samechet, Psalm 68, Hebraically here, the 30th verse, out of thy temple, may hekaleka, may hekaleka, may hekaleka, from the hekal, the eyes, hekal, hekaleka, may hekaleka. Here, 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 the words belong to the preceding verse, the 29th verse, where it reads, thy God hath commanded thy strength, thy strength. Siwa Eloheka Uzeka, thy God, thy true good, Eloheka, hath commanded. Siwa, Siwa, Siva, 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 Eloheka Uzeka, thy Elohim hath commanded thy strength. Uzeka, thy Uz, Uz, Uzeka, be strong. Be strong, O Elohim, thou the eye that has wrought, that has wrought, that has done did for us, for I and I. Uzah, Uzah, Elohim, Uzah, be strong, Uzah, Uzah, Elohim. Zu, pa'alta lanu, be strong, O Elohim, Uzah, Elohim, thou the eye, Zu, pa'alta lanu, thou that has roared, pa'alta lanu, for I and I. Me he kalecha al Yerushalayim, out of thy, from, out of thy temple at Jerusalem. So the words, out of thy temple, me he kalecha, out of thy temple, they belong to the preceding verse as the absence of the full stop, even in the Sefer Tehillim translation, indicates, thus, from the abode of his presence, of his perception, of his face in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, may he, Even he who be who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, manifests his wondrous deeds. Whither where kings shall bring presents to thee. To thee they shall bring kings' presents. The literal order of the Hebrew. Lika yobilu milakim shai. Bring presents. Bring presents. Yobilu, bring, they bring shai. Shai. Presents or tribute. Tribute in acknowledgement of submission. Bringing presents or the shai tribute. In acknowledgement of submission. Lika yobilu milakim shai. Hishtachu la Yahuwah, O worship Jehovah. Hishtachu la Yahuwah. Worship y'all, prostrate y'all, worship y'all, bow down y'all, worship y'all, for he who be who he be. Hishtachu la Yahuwah, or other Yehudis would say, Hishtachu la Adonai. Worship Jehovah. Here, in the eighth, first part of the eighth verse, the ninth verse of today's Psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Wow, Mizmor Tzadai Vav, Psalm 96 and 9. Then, as it is written, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 23, quote, all flesh shall come to worship before me, saith the Lord. All flesh shall come to worship, shall come to prostrate, shall come to bow down before me, before I, saith the Lord. Yavo kol basar lehishatachota lefanai, amar Yahuwah. Shall all flesh come? Yavo, to come. Yavo kol basar, to come all flesh. Yavo kol basar. To worship, lehishatachot, lefanai, before I, before my face, in my presence, amar Yahuwah, saith amar Yahuwah, saith he who be who he be. Yabo, kol basar, lehishatachot, lefanai. Amar, on that day, on that, as is written here, in the Yod. In the Yod, in the 10th verse of Mizmor Tzadai, wow, say among the nations that the Lord reigneth. On that day, say among the nations that Jehovah reigneth, that Jehovah hath become king, that he who be who he be is coronated. Imru Vagoyi Yahuwah Malak. Say y'all, Imru, say y'all, Imru Vagoyi, among the Goyim, the Gentiles, the nations, the international community. Imru Vagoyi Yahuwah Malak. He who be who he be, Malak, hath become king, has been coronated, has become king. Imru Bagoyi Yahuwah Malak, that Jehovah reigneth. As it is written, even in Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 9, quote, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. Wehaya Yahuwah Le Melech. All call ha'aretz, and he who be who he be shall be with haya Yahuwah, and shall be and to be who he be with haya Yahuwah li melek king for king li melek all call ha'aretz. Upon all the earth, upon the entirety of the earthly plane, all call ha'aretz. Wehaya Yahuwah l'melech, all call ha'aretz. The world also is established. Here, the bait, the second part of the Yod, the 10th verse of today's Psalm, Psalm 96, that reads, the world also is established. Af tikon tevel, the world also is established. The world will then be established in righteousness. The world, his world, the world will then be established in righteousness. Baltimot, 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 it shall not be moved. Baltimot, it shall not be moved. For then, Harasha, the ratchet, the Rishaim, the ratchet ones, the wicked, will not be present in the world, will not be present in his world. He shall judge the peoples equitably. Hear, hear, hear. Hear, hear, hear. The C part, the next part of this verse, still in the Yod verse, in the 10th verse of today's psalm, Psalm 96. Yadin, Amin, B'Meisharim. He will judge the peoples. Yadin, Yadin, to judge, to execute judgment. Yadin, Amin. Peoples, B'Meisharim. He will judge the peoples, B'Meisharim, in equity, B'Meisharim. He will judge equity, equity, Yadin, Amin, B'Meisharim. And here, 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 from Psalm 9, Hebraically, the 9th verse, this verse right here, Yadin, Amin, B'Meisharim. From Psalm 9, he breaks the 9th verse. In combining these two quotations, the psalmist's aim seems to have been to suggest a parallel between the physical, the five-cycle universe, and the social order. Alike, their stability rests upon the will of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God. Thus, Yadin Amin B'Meisharim. He shall judge the peoples equitably. The peoples, Amin, will be judged by him in all equity. B'Meisharim, Yashar, uprightly, B'Meisharim. Only if there be nothing, no thing among them to leap upon, shall they perish. Only if there be nothing among them to leap upon, they shall perish. Then the heavens shall be glad and the earth shall rejoice. Hear, hear, hear. Today's psalm. Hear the Yod Aleph, the 11th verse. Hear, hear, hear. The heavens shall be glad and the earth shall rejoice. Yismuchu Hashemayim v'tagel ha'aretz. The heavens, Hashemayim, the heavens, Yismuchu, they shall be happy, they shall be glad. Yismuchu Hashemayim. And the earth, she shall rejoice. V'tagel ha'aretz. Yismuchu Hashemayim v'tagel ha'aretz. The heavens, they shall be glad, and the earth, she shall rejoice at the deliverance, the deliverance of Yisrael, of Israel, of the Tsar, the Prince of El, of the Almighty Eye, of Yasharel, the upright of the Almighty Yisroel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, Almighty Eye. And the field shall exalt. Hear, 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 the Yod Beit. Hear the 12th verse of today's Psalm, Psalm 96. The field shall exalt. Ya'eloz sadai, the field shall exalt. Ya'eloz sadai, the field, ya'eloz shall exalt, make the field, the sadai, ya'eloz sadai. The fields of Eden shall exalt. In the rejoicing, the righteous, shall all the trees of the wood sing for joy. As then, Yiranu, they shall sing. As Yiranu, call all, it's a, the trees of Ya'ar, the wood, the trees of the forest. Az Ya'ranu, call it's a Ya'ar. Lifnei Yahuwah, ki ba lishpot aharetz, yishpat aterela bitzedek, we amin, bemunato. Before Jehovah, he who be, lifnei Yahuwah, for he is come, ki ba, for he is come, ki ba, lishpot aharetz, to judge, lishpot haaretz, to judge the earth, the earthly plane. Yishpat terel b'tzedek, he will judge the world's inhabitable portions of the world. Yishpat terel with righteousness, b'tzedek, in righteousness, b'tzedek, we amin, and the peoples and peoples, we amin, be'emunato, in his faithfulness, be'emunato, in his truth, be'emunato, in his faith, his fidelity, his true religion. Lifnei Yahuwah, ki ba, lishpot aharetz, ishpat terela b'tzedek, u'amim be'emunato, unato.
מזמור צד וב. שירו לאדוני שיר חדש, שירו לאדוני כל הארץ, שירו לאדוני ברכו שמו, בשרו מיום ליום ישועתו, ספרו וגויים כבודו, בכל העמים נפלאותיו. כי גדול אדוני ומהולל מאוד, נורא הוא על כל אלוהים. כי כל אלוהי העמים אלילים, ואדוני שמיים עשה, הוד והדר לפניו, עוז ותפארת במקדשו. הבו לאדוני משפחות עמים, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז, הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, שאו מנחה ובואו לחצרותיו. השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש, חילו מפניו כל הארץ. אמרו בגויים, אדוני מלך, אף תיקון תבל בלתימות, ידין עמים ומשרים. ישמחו השמיים ותגל הארץ, ירעם הים ומלואו, יעלוס שדי וכל אשר בו, אז ירננו כל עצי יער. לפני אדוני קיבה לשפוט הארץ, ישפוט תבל בצדק ועמים באמונתו.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Drunk!
Rastafari.
Drunk!
Rastafari.
The reader takes the scroll of HaTorah of the law, and the following is said. Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Achad, Achad. Reader in the congregation, hear, O Israel, he who be, we be, our Elohim, he who be, we be, Yahweh, is one. The reader in the congregation, then say, Achad hu Eloheinu gadol, Adoneinu kadosh, with Nora Shemo, one is our Elohim, I and I Elohim, great is I and I, Adonai, Donai, holy kadosh, kadosh, is his name, Kadosh, holy, and dreadful is his name, Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. The reader then says, Gadlu layawa iti hua ne romema Shemo, Yachdau, magnify he who be, we be, with me, Gadlu layawa iti, and let us make I and I exalt his name together, together. Ua ne romema shemo yachidau, yachidau, yachidau. The reader in the congregation then says, Thine, thine, lika Yahuwah. Thine is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine, Yahuwah, is the kingdom and the supremacy as head, as Rosh, as Ras, over all. Exalt ye, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his footstool. Kadosh, who holy is he? Exalt ye, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his holy mount. For Yahuwah Eloheinu is holy, ki kadosh, Yahuwah Eloheinu, magnified and hallowed and holy, and Isla, praise Isis and glorified, exalted and extolled above all, be the name of the Supreme King of Kings, Negus Neges, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, in the worlds which He hath created, this world and the world to come, in accordance with his desire and with the desire of them that fear, that reverence, that respect him, and of all the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, the rock, everlasting, eternal, and the Adonai, the Lord, Adonai of all creatures, the Elohim of all souls, who dwelleth in the wide extended heights, who inhabiteth the heaven of heavens of old, whose holiness, islandness, is above the Chayot and above the throne of glory. Now, therefore, thy name, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, shall be hallowed, shall be Isla amongst us, I and I, in the sight of all living. Let us make I and I sing a new song before him, as it is written, sing to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Sing praises, sing Isis to Shemo, his name. Extol ye, extol y'all him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Jah, Rastafari, and exalt before him. And may we, I and I, see him eye to eye when he returneth to his habitation, as it is written, for they shall see eye to eye when the Yahweh Yahuwah returneth to Zion, to Zion. And it is said, and the glory of Adonai, Adonai, shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, together, for the mouth of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, hath spoken it. May the Father of mercy have mercy upon a people that have been born by him. May he remember the covenant with the patriarchs. Deliver I and I souls from evil hours. Check the evil inclination in them that have been carried by him. Grant I and I of his grace and everlasting eternal deliverance, I liverance, and in the attribute of his goodness, fulfill our I and I desires by salvation and mercy. The scroll of the law of HaTorah is placed upon the desk, and the reader says the following, and may he help, shield, and save all who trust in him. And let us make I and I say, Amen. Ascribe, all of you, greatness to Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, and render honor to HaTorah, to the law. Here, the reader names the person who is called to the reading of HaTorah, of the law. Blessed be he who in his holiness, in his islandness, gave the law, HaTorah, to his people, Amo Yisrael. The law of Yahuwah, of he who be, who he be, is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yahuwah is faithful, making wise the simple. The precepts of Yahuwah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahuwah is pure, enlightening the eyes. Yahuwah will give strength to Amo, to his people. Yahuwah will bless Amo, his people, with shalom, peace. As for Elohim, Ha Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahuwah, of he who be, who he be, is tried. He is a shield to all them that trust in him. The congregation and the reader says, and ye and y'all that cleave to Adonai, your Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day. Those who are called to the reading of HaTorah, the law, say the following baraka, blessing. Bless y'all, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, who is to be blessed. The congregation response is, blessed be Adonai, Adonai, who is to be blessed forever and ever. The response of the congregation, aggregation, is repeated, and the baraka, the blessing, continued. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Melech ha'olam, who has chosen us from all peoples and has given us thy law, thy Torah. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah, blessed art thou, O he who be, who he be, Notein HaTorah, who givest the Torah, who giveth Torah law, 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 giveth Baraku et Yahweh Hamvara. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak Leolam Vayet. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher Bekarbenu Mebal Hamayim. Benutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh, notein ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the blessed one. Blessed is Yahweh, the blessed one, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty,
King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Joy by thy light, 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 light,
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, give ear, here for the 22nd Rastafari sabbatical study, here for this Shabbat Strong, here for the Rishon Aliyah, here for the first reading, the first up offering, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Wayakahel. Sabbath and he gathered, Sabbath and he assembled. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus here, Exodus chapter 35. HaShabbat, the Sabbath in Israel. Here, picking up with Exodus chapter 35, verse 1, here for the Rishon, the first Aliyah, the first up offering, offering up, ascension offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Wayakahel, Sabbath and he gathered. Sabbath and he assembled. B'shem Ha'ab Wehabein Weruaha Kadosh Yahuwah Ahad. In name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who ye be, the one. Here, here, here for the Rishon, for the first reading, the first Aliyah. Wayakahel Moshe. Etakola edata bnei Yisrael, vayomer lehem, eile hadavarim asher siwah Yahuwah la esot otam. The Sabbath in Israel, in Yisrael. And Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said to them, these are the words which the Lord hath commanded that ye should do them. Vayakahel Moshe et kol edata bnei Yisrael. And Moshe assembled. Vayakahel Moshe. And Moses assembled. Vayakahel Moshe. And Moses gathered. Vayakahel kahal. And Moses brought together, gathered together, churched. Kahal. Vayakahel assembled. All the congregation, the witness, the testimony of the sons of Yisrael. Vayakahel Moshe et kol edat bnei Yisrael. Vayomer lehem and said to them, Eile hadvarim. These are the words, these the words. Eile hadvarim. These the devarim. Hadvarim. Hadvarim. These are the words, these the words.
El Hadvarim Asher Tziwah Yahuwah La Esot Otam. These, the words that Yahuwah, that Jehovah hath commanded. Asher Tziwah Yahuwah La Esot, to do Otam, to do them. That ye, that y'all should do them. 6 days shall walk, work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be to you an holy day, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whosoever doeth walk, work therein, shall be put to death. Sheshetta yamima te'ase me'laka uvayom ha'shviya yihye lachem kodesh shabbat shabbaton la Yahuwah. Kola ha ose boa milakah umat milakah 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 milakah. Ye y'all shall kindle no fire throughout your habitations upon the Sabbath, upon the Shabbat, the Sabbath day. Lo te ba eru, lo te va eru, lo te va eru eish. Ye y'all shall kindle no ash, no fire. Lo te va eru, te va eru asha bekola mishavotechem bi yom ha-shabbat. Ye y'all shall kindle no fire throughout your habitations upon the Sabbath, the Shabbat day. The tabernacle, Moshe, Moses instructs the people, verse 4. And Moses spake to all the congregation of the children of Israel, the sons of Israel, saying, this, the thing that Yahuwah, that Jehovah commanded, saying, take ye, take you all from among you an offering to Jehovah. Whosoever of a willing heart, let him, make him bring it, an offering of Jehovah, gold and silver and brass. Kehu meya itakem teruma la Yahuwah kola. Ne divaliboa yevieha eta terumati yahua zahav wa kesef ua nechoshet. The gifts of Ha'am, the gifts of the people. Compare and contrast Exodus chapter 25 verses 1 to 8. Here, Exodus chapter 35 verse 6. And blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goats here. And ram skins dyed red and badger skins and shittim, acacia wood. And oil for the light and spices for anointing, Messiah oil. And for the sweet incense, the sweet aishens. And onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod. And for the choshen, the breastplate. And every wise-hearted among you shall come and make all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah hath commanded. The tabernacle, his tent, his covering, his thatches, his boards, his bars, his pillars, and his sockets. Ha'aron, the ark, the tavod, and the staves thereof, with the mercy seat, and the veil of the covering, the table and his staves, and all his vessels, and the shewbread, the lampstand, ha'menorah, also for the light, and her furniture, and her lamps, and the oil for the light, and the aishens, the incense altar, and his staves, and the anointing oil, and the sweet incense, the sweet aishens, and the hanging for the door at the entering in of the tabernacle, the altar of burnt offering with the brazen grate, his staves, and all his vessels, the laver, and his foot, and his base. The hangings of the court, his pillars and their sockets, and the hanging for the door of the court. The pins of the tabernacle and the pins of the court and their cords. The cloths of service to do service in the holy HaKodesh, in the holy garments for Aharon, for Aaron HaKohen, the priest, and the garments for Benayo, for his sons to minister in the priest's office. And all the congregation, the aggregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moshe, departed from the presence of Moses. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Sheni Aliyah, hear for the Sheni Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Vayakahel, Sabbath, and he gathered, Sabbath, and he assembled, Sabbath, and he charged. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 35, here at verse 21, for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second of offering up ascension offering, the second reading here, for this Shabbat, Vayakahel. Vayavu, Akola, Isha, Asherah, Nisao, Ali, Ibo Wakola Shara Ne Dava Ruho Oto Heya Viwu Eta Terumati Yahua Lima Lekata Ohela Moeda Ula Kola Ebodato Ula Bigde Ha Kodesh. And they came. Wayavou, Wayabou, and they came everyone whose heart stirred him up. Wayavou, call ish, ashara, nisao, libo. And they came everyone whose heart stirred him up. And everyone whom his spirit made willing. They brought Yahuwah Jehovah's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, tent of meeting, and for all his service, and for the holy, the set apart garments. Wayavou akol ish ashara nisao libo wakol ashara nadava ruho oto heyavou eta turumati Yahuwa liya melekata ohela mueda ulkola evodato ula bigde hakodesh. And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets, all jewels of gold, and every man that offered an offering of gold, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and every man with whom was found blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goats here, red skins of rams and badger skins brought. Everyone that did offer an offering of silver and brass brought Yahuwah, Jehovah's offering. Every man with whom was found shittim wood, acacia wood, for any work of the service, brought it. And all the women that were wise-hearted did spin with their hands and brought that they had spun of blue and of purple, of scarlet and of fine linen. And all the women whose heart stirred them up in wisdom and chokmah spun goats here. And the rulers brought onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod, ha-ephod, and for ha-choshen, and for the breastplate, and spice and oil for the light, and for the anointing oil, the christening, the messiahing oil, and for the sweet incense, the sweet aishens. The Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, brought a willing offering to Jehovah, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work that Yahuwah, that Jehovah had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses, to be made by the hand of Moshe. Moshe, 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 Moshe.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Shalishi Aliyah, which is also the Sheni Ka Shehena Mahov, when double portion, this is sometimes called the second right here, but here, for the Shalishi, for the Shalishi Aliyah, which is also the Sheni Ka Shehena Mahov, when double portion, this is sometimes called the second right here, but here, for the Shalishi Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Wayakahel. Here for Sabbath, and he gathered, and he assembled, and he churched. Here, picking up with the second book of Moses, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book, the Sefer Shemot. Here, picking up Exodus chapter 35, here at verse 30, for the Shalishi, Sheni Ka Shehena Mahov, Bezalel, and Aholiab to devise and teach. Bezaliel and Aholiab to devise and teach. Confer, compare, contrast. Exodus chapter 31, verses 1 to 11. Hear, Shema'ah Yisrael. Exodus chapter 35, 35 and 30 here for the Shalishi Aliyah. For this Shabbat, Shabbat, Wayat Ahel. Wayomer Moshe b'nei Yisrael. Re'ua karach Yahua b'shema b'tzal'el. Ben Uri ren Chura le'mateya Yehuda. And Moses, Moshe said to the children of Israel, see, the Lord hath called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. Wayomer Moshe el b'nei Yisrael. And Moshe said to the b'nei, to the sons of Yisrael, Wayomer Moshe el b'nei Yisrael, Re'u, Karach Yahuwah, B'shem, B'tzalel, see, Yahuwah Jehovah hath called by name. B'tzalel, B'tzalel, in the shadow of El, the true good, the true God, B'tzalel. Re'u, karach Yahuwah, B'shem, B'tzalel, ben Uri, ben Hur. See, Jehovah hath called by name, B'shem. Bashem, Bashem, by name, Bezalel, 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 in the shadow of El, Bezalel, Bezalel, Ben Uri, the son of Uri, Ben Hur, the son of Hur, Ben Hur, Ben Hur, Le Mate, Yehuda, of the Mate, Le Mate, Yehuda, of the tribe of Judah. And he hath filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, and in all manner of workmanship. And he hath filled him with the Spirit, the Ruach Elohim. Wayamale oto, and he filling him, Wayamale oto, Ruach Elohim, Bechakma, Bitovuna, Uva Da'ata, Uva Kola Melacha, and he hath filled him with the Ruach Elohim, with the Spirit, the Irid of Elohim, in wisdom, Bechakma, 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 with Chokma, with wisdom, the Hebrew Sophia, Bechakma, Bitavuna, 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 and in understanding, and in Tavuna, Tavuna, Uva Da'at, Uva Da'at, and in Da'at, and in knowledge, and in gnosis, Uva Da'at, Uva Da'at, Uva Kola Melaka, and in all manner, Uvakol, and in all, Uvakola, Melaka, and in all manner of Melaka, and all manner of workmanship, to devise curious works, to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, with Lachshov, Machishavota, La, Isot, La Isot, Ba Zahav, Uva Kesef, Uva Nechoshet, and to devise skillful works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass, and in the cutting of stones, to set, and in carving of wood, and to make any manner of cunning work. And he hath put in his heart that he may teach both, he and Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, of the tribe of Dan. Ula horota natana belibo, and he hath put belibo in his heart, belibo, ula horota, to teach, ula horot, to teach, that he may teach. Ula horota natana belibo, who, he, with Aholiab, Aholiav, my tent, my father is my tent, with Aholiav, ben Achi Samach, the son of Achi Samach, Le Mate Dan, of the Mate of the tribe of Dan. Them hath he filled with wisdom of heart, to work all manner of work, of the engraver, and of the cunning workman, and of the embroiderer, in blue and in purple and scarlet and in fine linen, and of the weaver, of them that do any work, of them that do any work, and of those that devise cunning work, those who devise cunning work, cunning work, cunning work, cunning work. Mile otam hakamata lev, them hath he filled with hakamat lev, wisdom of heart, a hakamat lev. Mile otam hakamat lev, la esotokola me eleketa harash, we choshev, we rokein, bata keleta, bata keleta, ua va argaman, be tolata ha shani, ua va shesha, we orega, o se kola me laka, we choshve maheshovot, maheshovot. Them hath he filled with wisdom of heart to work all manner of workmanship of the craftsman and of the skillful workman and of the weaver in colors, in blue and in purple, in scarlet and in fine linen, and of the weaver, even of them that do any workmanship and of those that devise skillful works. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, here, Gevil Yisrael, here, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 36. More than enough, the work begun. More than enough, the work began. Here, picking up with the second book of Moses, Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 36. Then wrought Bezalel and Aholiab and every wise-hearted mind in whom Yahuwah Jehovah put wisdom and understanding to know how to walk, to know how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary, according to all that Jehovah had commanded. Ve'asa, ve'esalela, ve'aholiava, ve'kol ish, hakam lev asher natani Yehovah, hakama, utavuna, ve'heima, la da'ata la esota et kola me lekata et vodata ha kodesha le kol isha ziwahi Yahuwah and Vitzalel and Aholiav shall work, and every wise-hearted man will call isha hakam lev, in whom Jehovah have put wisdom and understanding. Asher natani Yehovah hakama utavuna, hakama utavuna, wisdom and understanding to know how to work. Ba hema la da'ata la isota, for the service of the sanctuary, etakola mileketa evodata hakodesh, according to all that Jehovah hath commanded. And likol asher ziwahi Yahuwah. And Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab and every wise-hearted man in whose heart Jehovah had put wisdom, even everyone whose heart stirred him up to come to the walk, to come to the work, to do it. And they received of Moshe all the offering that the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary, to make it withal. And they brought yet to him free offerings every morning. And all the wise men that wrought all the work of the sanctuary came every man from his work that they made. And they spake to Moses, to Moshe, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work that Jehovah commanded to make. And they spoke, Wayomru il Moshe leimor, and they spoke to Moses, saying, Marabim ha'am le havia mideya ha evoda la melaka asher ziwah Yahuwah la isota otaha. The people bring much. The people bring nuff nuff. Marabim, marabim ha'am. Le havi, midday, more than enough, midday, for the service of the work, midday, yaha, evoda, la melaka, that Jehovah commanded to make. Asher ziwahi Yahuwah la esot otaha. And Moshe gave commandment, and he caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing. Vayitzava Moshe, vayaviruha kol ba'machane le'mor. Ish ve'isha ala ya'isu od melaka. Lita Ruma Tahakodesh Wayikale Ha'am Me Havi. And Moses gave commandment. Why is Moshe? And Moses gave command and caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp. Waya Viru Akola Bamachine, saying, Lemor. Let neither man or woman, isha we isha, man ish we isha, isha we isha, ish we isha, man and woman, ish we isha, man and woman, ala ya isu oda me laka, let neither man and woman make any more work, ya isu oda me laka, lita ruma taha kodesh. Any more work for the offering of the Kodesh. Lita Ruma Ha Kodesh. Wayekale Ha'am Me Havia. So the people were restrained. Me Havia. From bringing. For the stuff they had was sufficient. For all the work to make it. And too much. We ha melaka haita dayam lekola ha melaka la isoto taha we hoter for the stuff they had was sufficient. The stuff they had was sufficient. We ha melaka haita dayam sufficient lekola ha melaka. For all the work, la isot, to make otaha, to make her. We hoter, and too much, and too numb. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear. Here for the Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth of offering up here for this Shabbat Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he gathered Shabbat Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he assembled Shabbat Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he churched. Here picking up with the second book of Moses, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 36. Verse 8, for the Revi'i, the fourth reading, the fourth ascension offering, the fourth up offering here. The linen curtains, compare, contrast, Exodus chapter 26, verses 1 to 6 here. Hear, Shema Yisrael, give ear. Exodus chapter 36, right here, 36, verse 8, for the Revi'i. Waya'isu akol lachakam leva, de'oseya ha melaka, etaha mishkana. Esera ye riota sheisha mashazara utakaleta we argamana witolaata shania keruvima maese hosheva asah otam. And every wise hearted man among them that wrought the work of the tabernacle made 10 curtains of fine twined linen and blue and purple and scarlet with keprayim, kirubim of cunning work, made he them.
Waya isu kol hakam lev,
and all wise hearted, and all wise hearted, and all wise hearted ones.
Waya isu kol hakam lev,
be oseya hamelaka,
that wrought the work etaha mishkan, of the mishkan, of the dwelling, of the tabernacle.
Esara yeriota shesha mashza,
with ten curtains
of fine twine linen,
u tekelet, and blue, and sky blue, and light blue,
u tekelet with argaman and purple,
with tolata shani and scarlet keruvi,
with cherubim,
keruvim,
ma'isei, the work,
choshev, asah, otam,
the work of the skillful workman made he them.
The length of one curtain was 28 cubits,
and the breadth of one curtain 4 cubits.
The curtains were all of one size, and he coupled the 5 curtains one to another and other,
and 5 curtains he coupled one to an other.
And he made loops of blue on the edge of one curtain from the sleeve edge
in the coupling.
Likewise, he made in the uppermost side of another curtain in the coupling of the second.
50 loops made he in one curtain, and 50 loops made he in which that in the coupling of the second.
The loops held one to another.
And he made 50 taches of gold and coupled the curtains one to another with the taches.
So it became one tabernacle.
The curtains of goats here.
Exodus 36, verse 14.
And he made curtains, goats here,
for the tent over the tabernacle.
11 curtains he made them.
The length of one curtain, 30 cubits,
and 4 cubits the breadth of one curtain.
The 11 curtains of one size.
And he coupled 5 curtains by themselves, and 6 curtains by themselves.
And he made 50 loops upon the uttermost edge of the curtain in the coupling.
And 50 loops made he upon the edge of the curtain that coupleth the second.
And he made 50 taches,
brass to couple the tent together,
that it might be one.
The covering of ram skins, compare contrast Exodus 26, verse 14,
here, Shema Israel, here,
Exodus chapter 36, here, verse 19.
And he made a covering for the tent,
ram skins dyed red,
and a covering, badger skins above.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here, give ear, Yisrael, here for the Chamishi Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Wayat Kahel, Sabbath, and he gathered, Shabbat, Wayat Kahel, Sabbath, and he assembled, Shabbat Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he tear.
Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, that is called Exodus. Exodus chapter 36, here at verse 20, for the Chamishi.
Wayas etta ha rashim la mishkana itzeya shitim omdim.
The boards and sockets. Here, compare, contrast, confer, Exodus chapter 26, verse 15. Here, Exodus chapter 36, verse 20, the boards and sockets, verse 20.
And he made boards for the tabernacle of shittim wood standing up.
Waya'as et ha-kerashim.
And he made the kerashim, ha-kerashim, the boards.
Waya'as
et ha-kerashim la-mishkan. For the Mishkan, La Mishkan,
it's a shittim of acacia, of shittim wood, of acacia wood.
It's a shittim, omdin, standing up, omdin.
The length
The length of a board was 10 cubits, and the breadth of a board, 1.5 cubits. One board had two tenants equally distant one from another. Thus, like this, did he make for all the boards of the tabernacle. And he made boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards for the south side, southward. The sockets of silver, Shema'ar, hear, verse 24. With Arba'im, Adnei Kesefa Asa, Tachata, Esrim HaKerashim, Shnei Adanim, Tachata HaKeresh, HaEchad, Lishtei Yidotayo, Ua Shnei Adanim, Tachata HaKeresh, HaEchad, Lishtei Yidotayo, the sockets of silver, verse 24, compare contrast, Exodus 26, 19, and 40 sockets of silver he made under the 20 boards, two sockets under one board for his two tenants, and two sockets under another board for his two tenons. And for the other side of the tabernacle, which is toward the north corner, he made 20 boards, and there 40 sockets of silver, two sockets under one board and two sockets under another board. And for the sides of the tabernacle westward, he made 6 boards, and 2 boards made he for the corners of the tabernacle in the two sides. And they were coupled beneath, and coupled together at the head thereof, to one ring. Thus, like this, he did to both of them in both the corners. And there were 8 boards, and their sockets were 16 sockets of silver. Under every board, 2 sockets. The bars, hear, verse 31, the bars. Wayas b'richeya itzeya shetim hamisha l'karsheya tzela hamishkana ha-echat. And he made bars of shetim wood, of acacia wood, 5 for the boards of the one side of hamishkan, of the Mishkan, of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the tabernacle for the sides westward. And he made the middle bar to shoot through the boards from the one end to the other. The gold overlay. Hear, verse 34. The gold overlay. Ve'eta ha-kerashim tzipa zahav, ve'eta tabootam asa zahav batim laberichem, vayatzafa eta haberichem zahav. And he overlaid the boards with gold and made their rings gold, places for the bars, and overlaid the bars with gold. The inner veil. Hear, verse 35. Wayaasa eta ha paroketa tikeleta we argavana we tolata shani we shesha mashazar ma iseya chesheva asao taha keruvi. And he made a veil, blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen with keruvim, made he it of cunning work. And he made thereto 4 pillars of shittim, acacia wood, and overlaid them with gold. Their hooks were of gold, and he cast for them 4 sockets of silver. The outer veil. Hear, verse 37. Wayaasa masak. Le tfetach ha ohel tikeleta we argamana we tolata shani we shesha mashazara ma isay rokain. And he made an hanging for the tabernacle door, for the tabernacle petach, for the door of the tent. Le petach ha ohel. Blue and purple and scarlet, and fine twined linen of needlework. And the five pillars of it with their hooks. And he overlaid their capitas, their capitas, chapitas, their capitas, and their fillets with gold. But their five sockets,
their five sockets,
their
five
brass,
their five brass,
brass,
their five
brass,
brass.
Weeta amudayo, chamisha weeta wa wehema we sipa ra shehema we hashukehema zahava we adanehem
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 chamisha nechoshet, chamisha nechoshet, and five pillars of it with their hooks. Weeta amudayo chamisha, and he overlaid their capitals and their fillets with gold. Weeta wawehem, weeta vavehem, weeta wawehem with sipa ra shehem, we hashukehem zahab. And their five sockets were of brass. We adnehem chamisha nechoshet. And hear, Yisrael. Hear, Gevil Yisrael. Hear. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book, Shemot, Sefer Shemot, the cipher of the names called Exodus, Exodus chapter 37, the Ark, Ha Aaron. The Tabot. Compare, contrast, Exodus chapter 25, verse 10. Shema Yisrael here, Exodus chapter 37, verse 1. Vayasa be'tzalela eta harona itzeya shetima amatayim ve'chetziya arko ve'amma wa'chetziya rachvo ve'amma wa'chetziya komato. And Bezaliel made the ark of shittim wood. It's a shittim of acacia wood, 2 cubits and a half, the length of it, and 1.5 cubits the breadth of it, and 1.5 cubits the height of it. And he overlaid it with pure gold within and without, and made a crown of gold to it round about. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold to be set by the 4 corners of it, even 2 rings upon the one side of it and 2 rings upon the other side of it. And he made staves, shittim wood, it's a shittim of acacia wood, and overlaid them with zahav, with gold. And he put the staves into the rings by the side of Ha'aron, by the side of the Tabot, by the sides of the ark, to bear Ha'aron, to bear the ark, to bear the Tabot,
to bear the Tabot,
to bear the Tabot.
The
mercy, the mercy,
the mercy, the mercy.
Wayaasa kaporeta zahaba tahora amatayim wahitsiya arkaha we ama wahitsiya rachibaha
rachibaha.
And he made the mercy seats. And he made the mercy seat. Wayaasa kaporet, he made the kaporet. He made the mercy seat of pure gold. Zahav tahor. Zahav tahor. Tiru. Tahor. Zahav tahor. Of pure gold. 2.5 cubits the length thereof, and 1.5 cubits the breadth thereof. And he made 2 cherubim, kirubim, kepraim, of gold. Beaten out of 1 piece made he them, on the 2 ends of the kaporet, hakaporet, the mercy seat. 1 kirub, 1 cherub, 1 kepra, on the end of this side, and another kirub, kepra, on the end, on that side. Out of the mercy seat, the kaporet, made he hakaporet, the cherubim, on the 2 ends thereof. And ha-keruvim, the kepraim, the cherubim, spread out wings on high, and covered with their wings over the mercy seat, and their faces one to another, even. To the mercy seatward were the faces of ha-keruvim, were the faces of kepraim, the cherubim. Wayehyu ha-keruvim, na fayim le ma elah le ma elah sokokim be kana fehema alaha kapreta ufa nehema isha illa achio illa ha kapreta
Hayu apnei ha-keruvim. And the keruvim, ha-keruvim, kepraim, spread out their wings, spread out kanafayim, spread out their wings on high. Vayihyu ha-keruvim, porsei. Porsei kanafayim le-ma'ilah, on high, screening the ark cover with their wings. Sokakim, sokakim, be-kanafehem ma'alah ha-kaporet, and their faces one to another. Ufenehem ma'isha illa achiyo, and their faces ufenehem. And their faces, ufnehem, ish, man, il achiyo, man to his brother, il hakaporeta, and their faces, man to his brother, one to another, toward the ark, cover, il hakaporeta, were the faces of the cherubim, the keruvim. Hayu b'nei ha-keruvim. The table of shew bread. The table of shew bread. Bread of the presences, bread of the faces, shew bread. Exodus chapter 25, 23, compare, contrast. Hear, hear, hear. Shema Yisrael. Exodus chapter 36. Hear, hear, hear. Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Verse 10. Vayasa eta ha shulchana itzeya shetim amatayim arkoa ve'ama rachvo ve'ama vachitziya komato. And he made the table, the shulchan of shetim, of acacia wood, of shetim wood, 2 cubits, the length thereof, and a cubit the breadth thereof, and a cubit and a half the height thereof. And he overlaid it with pure gold, and made thereto a crown of gold round about. And he made thereto a border of a hand breadth round about, and made a crown of gold for the border thereof round about. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold, and put the rings upon the 4 corners that were in the 4 feet thereof. Over against the border were the rings, the places for the staves to bear ha-shulchan, to bear the shulchan, to bear the table. And he made the staves of itzei shittim, of shittim wood, of acacia wood, and overlaid them with zahav, with gold, to bear ha-shulchan, the table. And he made the vessels that upon the table, his dishes and his spoons and his bowls and his covers to cover withal of pure gold.
Gold of
Zahav
Tahor.
And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, 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 give ear. Here, the Sheshi Aliyah for Shabbat, Shabbat, Wayakahel. For Sabbath, and he gathered Sabbath, Wayakahel, and he assembled Sabbath, Wayakahel, and he churched. Here, 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 here. For a double portion, this will be the Shalishi, Kashahen Mechov, Mechov. This will be the, for a double portion, this will be the Shalishi, the third Aliyah here, for a double portion, Wayakahel, Pekudei, Pekudei. And here for Shabbat, Wayakahel, the Sheshi. The Sheshi Ali, Sheshi Ali, the golden lamp stand, falsely called candlestick, the golden lamp stand. Compare, contrast Exodus chapter 25, verse 31. Here, second book of Moses, Exodus chapter 37, verse 17. The Sheshi Aliyah, the sixth up offering, the sixth reading, the sixth ascension offering for Shabbat Wayakahel. For a double portion, we have the Shalishi. This will be the Shalishi for a double portion. This will be the third reading, third up offering for a double portion. Shalishi, Kashahen, Mechov, Mechov, Mechov. And he made the lampstand pure gold. Beaten work made he the lampstand. His shaft and his branch, his bowls, his knops, and his flowers were of the same. Hear, hear, hear. Shema Yisrael. Vayasa etaha menorah zahava tahora. Mikasha asa etaha menorah. Ye rekaha Wekanaha Gvieha Kafatoreha Ufaracheha Mimena Hayu. And he made the menorah of pure gold. Wayaasa etaha menorah zahava tahor of pure gold. Zahav tahor teru, zahav tahor. And he made ha menorah. Wayaasa et ha menorah zahava tahor. Mikasha, mikasha of beaten work. Mikasha asa etaha menorah of beaten work. He made ha menorah. He made the lampstand. Yerekaha, Yerekaha, even its base, even her base, Yerekaha, Yerekaha, her base, Wekanaha, and her shaft, Gevieha, her cups, Kaftoreha, her knots, Ufaracheha, and her flowers. Mia mena hayu, they were of one piece, were of one piece with her, were of one piece with her, with her. Six branches going out of the sides thereof, three branches of ha menorah of the lampstand out of the one side thereof, and three branches of ha menorah of the lampstand out of the other side thereof. Three bowls made after the fashion of almonds in one branch, a knot and a flower, and three bowls made like almonds in another and other branch, a knot and a flower. So throughout the six branches going out of ha menorah, out of the lampstand, and in ha menorah, the lampstand, were four bowls made like almonds, her knops and her flowers, her knops and her flowers. Uva mora, araba'a, gvi'i, mishukadi, kaftoreha, kaftoreha, ufaracheha, her knops and her flowers. And a knop under two branches of the same, and a knop under two branches of the same, and a knop under two branches of the same, according to the six branches going out of it, going out of her. Their knobs and their branches of the same. All of it, one beaten work, pure gold, zahav, tahor. And he made his seven lamps and his snuffers and his snuff dishes of pure gold, gold, gold. Wayaasa eta ne roteha shiva'a ua malakaheha ua machetoteha zahava tahor. And he made the lamps thereof seven, and the tongs thereof seven, and the snuff dishes thereof of pure gold. Or he made her seven lamps, and her snuffers, and her snuff dishes of zahav tahor, pure gold. Of a talent of pure gold, zahav tahor, made he it, and all the vessels thereof. The incense, the Aishans altar, the incense altar, here, Shema Yisrael, here, Exodus, compare, contrast that with Exodus 30 and 1, here, Exodus 30, chapter 37, Exodus chapter 37, verse 25, the incense, the Aishans altar. And he made the incense, the Aishans altar, shittim wood, the length of it, a cubit, and the breadth of it, a cubit, four square, two cubits, the height of it. The horns thereof were of the same. Wayaasa eta mizbach haketoreta itzeya shitima amaha arko we ama rachbo rahua we amataima komato mimenu hayu karnotao karnoto. And he made the altar of Aishans of acacia wood. Wayaasa eta mizbach haketoret itzei shiti. A cubit was the length of it. Amma arko. And a cubit was the breadth of it. We amma rachbo. Four square. Ravua. Four square. Ravua. We Amatai Makomato, and 2 cubits was the height thereof. We Amatai Makomato, Mimenu, Hayu, Karnotayo, and the Karnotayo, the horns thereof, were of one piece. And the horns thereof were of the same. And he overlaid it with a Zahav Tahor, pure gold. The top of it, and the sides thereof round about, and the horns of it. Also he made to it a crown of gold round about. And he made 2 rings of gold for it under the crown thereof, by the 2 corners of it, upon the 2 sides thereof, to be places for the staves, to bear it withal. And he made the staves of shittim wood, it's a shittim of acacia wood, and overlaid them with zahav, with gold. The anointing oil. Here, verse 29, Exodus chapter 37. Here, verse 29. Compare, contrast with Exodus chapter 30, verses 23 to 38. Here, Shema Yisrael. Exodus chapter 37, here, verse 29. Vayasa eta shemen ha mishacha kodesh. And he made the holy anointing oil, vayas, and he made eta shemen, the oil, ha mishacha, of the anointing, shemen ha mishacha kodesh, holy, set apart. Ve'eta ketoret, ha samin. And the pure incense, tahora ma'ise, and the pure aishens of sweet spices, we'et kitoreta ha samima tahora ma'ise rokeach, after the art of the perfumer, ma'ise rokeach.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, here for the Shavi'i, here for the 7th Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he gathered, Shabbat, Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he assembled, Shabbat. And hear, Shema Yisrael, here for the Shavi'i, here for the 7th Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he gathered, Shabbat, Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he assembled, Shabbat, Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he churched. Here, picking up with the 2nd book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus chapter 38, the altar of burnt offering. Hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear for the Shavu'i Aliyah, for the 7th of offering, ascension offering, 7th reading right here. Now, in double portions, in seasons, we have a double portion, Wayakahel and Fekudei. Wayakahel, Vayachel, and Pekudei. When we have a double portion, this is the Revi'i. This is the 4th Aliyah. For a double portion, a 4th aliyah, when it's a double portion, this will be the Revi'i, Kashahena Mechov. This will be known as the Revi'i for a double portion. Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear. The altar of burnt offering, compare, contrast, Exodus chapter 27, verse 1. Here for the Shavi'i, here for the 7th aliyah, for Shabbat Wayakahel. And here for the Rabi'i, for the 4th, for a double portion, for Wayakahel, Pekudei, Exodus chapter 38, verse 1. Wayasa eta mizbach ha'ola itzeya shetim chamesha amota arko we chamesha amota rachbo ravua we shalisha Ar amot we shalisha amota komato, we shalisha amota komato. And he made the altar of burnt offering of shittim wood, 5 cubits the length thereof, and 5 cubits the breadth thereof. It was 4 square, and 3 cubits the height thereof. Wayaasa eta mizbach ha'ola, and he made the mizbach ha'ola, the altar, the mizbach, ola ha'ola, of the ascension offering, the going up offering, the consumption offering, ha'ola, mizbach ha'ola, the altar of burnt offering. It's a shiti of acacia wood, of shittim wood. Chamesha mota arko, 5 cubits was the arko, the length thereof, with chamesha mota rachbo, and 5 cubits the breadth thereof. Ravua, ravua, 4 square, ravua, 4 square, with shalosha amota amato, and 3 cubits the height thereof. And he made the horns thereof on the 4 corners of it. The horns thereof were of the same. And he overlaid it with nechoshet, with brass. And he made all the vessels of the altar, the pots, and the shovels, and the basins, the flesh hooks, and the fire pans. All the vessels thereof made he nechoshet, of brass. And he made for ha-mizbeach, for the mizbach, the altar, a brazen grate of network, under the compass thereof, beneath, to the midst of it. And he cast 4 rings for the 4 ends of the grate of brass to be, places for the staves. And he made the staves, it's a shittim, of shittim wood, acacia wood, and overlaid them with nechoshet brass. And he put the staves into the rings on the sides of HaMizbeach, the altar, to bear it withal. And he made HaMizbeach, the altar, hollow with boards. The laver of brass, here, verse 8, the laver of brass. Wayaasa eita ha kiora nechosheta, we eita kano nechosheta. Bir marota ha tzovota shara tzavua petach ohela moed. And he made the laver brass, and the foot of it brass, of the looking glasses, of the looking glasses of the woman, assemblings, who assembled the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Wayaasa eta ha kiora nechoshet, and he made, wayaas et ha kior nechoshet, and he made the kior ha kior, the lava nechoshet brass, we eta kano nechoshet, and the base, the kano nechoshet of brass. Be marot ha tzovot, of the mirrors. Be marot ha tzovot, of the mirrors, asher tzavu petach ohel moed, of the mirrors of the serving woman, of the serving woman that did service at the petach, at the door of the tent of meeting, at the petach ohel moed. The court, verse 9, compare contrast Exodus chapter 27, verse 9. Here, Exodus chapter 37, verse 9. The court. Wayaasa eta he chatzira lifa'ata negeva te manna kal'eya he chatzira shesha mashazara mea ba amma. And he made the court on the south side, southward. The hangings of the court were of fine twine linen, and 100 cubits. Wayaasa eta he chatzira lifa'ata negeva te'amanna kala e he chatzir sheish mashzar mea ba'ama. And he made the court he chatzir for the hanging, for the south side, southward. The hangings of he chatzir, the court, were of fine twine linen, were of Shesha Mashazar
fine twine linen, 100 cubits. Me'ah, ba'amma. Their pillars, 20. And their brazen sockets, 20. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets, silver. And for the north side, the hangings were, and 100 cubits, their pillars, 20. And their sockets of brass, 20. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets, silver. And for the west side were hangings of 50 cubits, their pillars, 10, and their sockets, 10. The hooks of the pillars on their fillets, silver. And for the east side, east was 50 cubits. The hangings of the one side of the gate were 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. And on the other side of the court gate, on this hand and on that hand, were hangings of 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. All the hangings of Her Hatzir, the court round about, were of fine twine linen, and the sockets for the pillars, Nechoshet, brass, the hooks of the pillars and their fillets, Kesef, silver, and the overlaying of the chapiters, the capitals, Kesef, silver, and all the pillars of Her Hatzir, the court, were filleted with Kesef, with silver. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Here, give ear right here, oh Yisrael. Here we have the gate of the court and the maftir. Here the maftir for Shabbat, Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he gathered, Sabbath, Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he assembled, Sabbath, Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he charged. Here picking up the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book known as Exodus, chapter 38, here, Shema Yisrael, here at verse 18, the gate of the court, here, the maftir for Shabbat, Wayakahel. Umasaka sha'ara he chatzira ma'iseya rokeim tikaleta we argamana we tola'ata shani we sheisha mashazara. We esarim amareka, we oma the rohava chamesha mota le umata kaleya he chatzir. And the hanging for the gate of the court, needlework, blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine linen, and 20 cubits the length, and the height in the breadth, 5 cubits, answerable to the hangings of the court. Answerable to the hangings of the court. Umasaka sha'ara he chatzira ma iseya rokeim. And the screen, umasak, and the screen, the masak, umasak sha'ara. He chatzir, and the screen for the gate of He chatzir, the gate of the court, Ma'iseya rokeim, was the work of the weaver, the work of the weaver in colors. Tikelet, of blue, sky blue, tikelet, blue, with argaman, and purple, with tola'ata shani, and scarlet, with shesha mashazar, and fine twine linen. And 20 cubits was the length. And the height and the breadth was 5 cubits. Answerable. Answerable to the hangings of the court. And their pillars, 4. And their sockets, nechoshet, brass, 4. Their hooks, kesef, silver. And the overlaying of their capitals, and their fillets, kesef, silver. And all the pins of the tabernacle and of the court round about Nechoshet were of brass. Wakola Hayatedot la mishkan, with le chatzira, saviva nechosheta, and all the pins of the tabernacle, with kol hayatedota la mishkan, of the mishkan, and all the pins of a mishkan, la mishkan, for the tabernacle, the dwelling place, with le chatzir, and of the court, saviv, sabib, round about, with le chatzir sabib, nechoshet, were of nechoshet, were of brass.
Shalom, chaverim. Shalom, stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned. Yes,
Marukata Yahweh. Eloheinu melech haolam asher natan lanu Torat emet vayeolam metei vatokanu Barukata Yahweh notein haTorah
Shabbat Tov, Shabbat Tov, good strong. Yes, after the Shabbat podcast fulfilled right there with the seven aliyots for Shabbat Vayechel. And here, going to cross over, hopefully, a couple of minutes coming forward for the first day service coming up. Shabbat Tov, have a good strong. Vashem Yeshua HaMoshiach. Yes, I, Rastafari.